Kurtzadik Beis, Sif Beis.
So, we once had a Maisa that was somebody's. His father was getting remarried, I think it was. And they were both, you know, they were both older. And the child was Tefillin Nasi, do you have to go ahead and wait? Do you have to go ahead and wait Zayin Nekiyim or not? So it's already. So there was somebody who paskined that she's Mesulakas, therefore you do not have to. Because she's older. Right. No, the Maisa is a Tais. It was a Tais. The Maisa we saw Mubaris, Slakas, Skena, all the above. And the Maisa, you would have to wait Zayin Nekiyim, and it would not help. Shiva, there's a true, interesting Shiva. There's somebody who was, there's a lady who started Zayin Nekiyim in order to get married. And then afterwards, in the middle, they realized that the husband is a Suffolk ger. The ger is no good, they're not sure. And they want to go ahead and do gerus lechumra. So Shaila was, the Zayin Nekiyim, which you started when you're going to head to doing the gerus, do you say the pshat is that it's not going to be good? Why isn't it going to be good? What do you say? Because right now, you're not able to marry him. He's missing Maisa and he's a Geiris. On the Maisa Geiris, he can't get married. Therefore, the 7 days are nothing. Or Pshat is no. The whole word is like a Tviya, a Chimur Chadosh. And the question is, would there be a Chimur Chadosh over here or not? So before we give a Shay Levi's Zipsak, what were the Elm Taina, Misvara? Levi himself paskins that he owes his Mechus and Maisa, and therefore he wants to be Machmed that you need a Zayin Nekiyim. You know, Kipshuta, I think it's a bechidish. It's definitely a bechidish to get svar. And you can hear me svar. The pshat is that she started Zayin Nekiyim. They knew they were getting married. It's just a formality to go through the gerus. He already was acting front for the last couple of years. Knowing the whole process of the gerus, you have to make sure that this is a kabbalah. So mitzvah is serious. And akapanim lemaisa, the sheli wants to be machmir. And in terms of Zayin Nekiyim, when you have to start it, so the mechaber says it has to be mishos yisamchas v'dayit mechina atzim l'chupa af bishon iskash l'dayin. Has to be zman when you're mechin l'chupa, even though there wasn't any kedushin or not. The Pesach Tshuva Zekatan Alf discusses maybe you have to have tenoyim in order to count the Zayin Nekiyim. There's cold mind, there's no tenoyim. Maybe it's not considered serious, and therefore it's not going to work before you're going to have the tenoyim. And he brings that from the Chamudi Daniel, they're going to have to wait Zayin Nekiyim. The Achronim Mayer from the Gemara in Yumal Yudchas or Yivam Islam Zayin with the Rabbanan, they send the Shliach. So the Merzakash, so over there, where was the Tanaim over there? Merzakash, that's fully Nase, and where says Yichudim Yachidlu, what was the Shakvatai? Where was the Ksivas Tanaim over there? Sounds like there wasn't a Ksivas Tanaim over there, and still it seems to be over there that Lamaisa would have. Akapanam Negea also, if there's Ksivas Tanaim, then Echnami. I'm saying places that have a Ksivas Tanaim and Echnami, I'm saying. But if those who do like Ramosha, then they can start Zayin Nekiyim once they do it. The Minigarets, so a lot of places do. I mean, they do Ksivas Tanaim, they do it by the Erison, they do Tanaim. In America, a lot of places do not do tonight. Ramosha has there's a Ramosha's tonight, they do Peshas the Peshas Akso Chasana. So when would you start the Zayin Nekiyim? So the minig is from the point already that they have a hall and they have invitation, and then that's the point already that we say that there's a Semichas Das, and that's when you have to do it. The Ramah brings down that Yesh Lismicha Tefillah Samacha B'Yismisachom Ad Evshe. The Tefillah should be close to the Semichas. The B.S. Mitzvah Kamad Evsher, and it should be as close as possible the tefillah to the B.S. Mitzvah. The minig litvah karab le'revi, the minig is at least to go to the mikvah on Wednesday, even though it's not going to be tibol kadam to Shabbos. Ve'in l'achik tefillah mevi'a yoysim iza, don't be marchik more than 4 days. Ve'in loy tevil mecha Shabbos, yishtilivik atzim l'choyoyim ad B.S. Mitzvah. So Mar brings down a minig that Be'etzem B'Yisrael, you should go to Mikvah as close as possible. There's a minig that up to 4 days. you shouldn't do more than 4 days. And if you end up doing more than 4 days, then you have to do bedika choyoyim ad bi'as mitzvah. So the mashmaos of the Ramah is that the chiddush because it's possible, there's a minhag 4 days, and more than 4 days, you have to go ahead and do a bedika. Therefore, according to Ramah, if a lady would go to the mikvah on, let's say, Sunday morning, he's getting married Tuesday night, the pashas Ramah is, that's fine, within 4 days, you would not have to go ahead and do a bedika. The chenim afterwards, Sittar brings down the Chachas Adam, that they learned that whenever you're being machik, you're going to have to do a bedika. And whenever you machik the tefillah from the bila, you're gonna have to do a bedika. What do you say? Even one day, if it's not that day, you're gonna have to go ahead and do a bedika. How many bedikas do you need? Some say you need 2 bedikas a day. Some say you need 1 bedika a day. The Seis of the Makar Dava sounds like 2 bedikas a day. The Rishonim says it's gonna be 1 bedika a day, and it'll come out that according to Chavos Adam and the other Achrenim will come out that Lamaisa, you need a bedika. You need bedikas every single day. If you're machik the tefillah from the bila, you're going to end up having to go ahead and do bedikas. Like the Baal Shulchan brings down, this is a halacha which many people don't know, and mitzvah the farsim. And many people don't know this halacha that after she goes to the mikvah, till the bila mitzvah, you have to go ahead and do bedikas. This is a mitzvah the farsim, the mitzvah the farsim is a halacha. It seems to be that many places do not have this minhag of going ahead and doing bedikas. They go. So there's one plan to go to Ramah Kipshutai. The Ramah says, the Pasha B'nir Ramah is that's more than 4 days you need a bedika, less than 4 days you don't need a bedika. And there seems to be a lot of people knowing like the Pasha's Ramah. There is a Pshara, which I've heard that some people do, is that they wear white underwear. So white underwear is, it's me'ena bedika, because it's like tight. And therefore they have a Pshara. They wear white underwear, they'll be be'erich bedika, and they don't want to do bedikas because it's very hard for cows to do bedikas and the shashamakas. Therefore, they're not so excited about doing bedikas. But there's a pshara that some people go ahead and they wear white underwear. And it's a pshara being a shittas. The Ramah goes for his eyes that if she did one bedika to shiva, so then the halacha is, then it's okay. But like a chila, you have to do bedikas every single day. But the Yavi did one bedika, it's going to be okay. It's like the Surya Tyra. If she had 7 days in between where she didn't do a bedika, what would come out? So the Surya Tyra, the Mashmais Ramah was that she went to the mikvah, and then she got married a week and a half later. Zakta Surya Tyra, the Mashmais Ramah is that's going to be active, and you're going to have another Zainakim. What's the Surya Tyra? We're going to Mahalach of the Rosh. That the closer you are to the marriage, there's more of a chimud. So therefore, if you have 7 days without a bedika, so then if you have 7 days without a bedika, it's like the if 7 days without a bedika, then you're gonna have to do a bedika.
30 days you
can go. What?
She does bedikas for 30 days. That's fine.
If you do bedikas, sounds like she does it okay. But with the eved, if you do bedika, pam aches toik shiva, it's okay. But if it's not pam aches toik shiva, the mashmois is the lemaisa. You would have to be machmir, you have to go ahead and do a bedika. Lamais, according to the Rashba holds that during Zainakim you have to do any bedikas, we saw? You have to do any bedikas. The Rashba holds that that's some dolphin. What? What do you say? Lamais is machmir, I'm saying. But that's in the Rashba holds me svara, that's some Lamais, you would not need any bedikas. And there's this thing, this is really a chiddush of the rush, that the closer you're not, oh, Rishonim, there's a chiddush of the rush. That closer you are to the marriage, the more of that there's more of a chimud, and therefore consider you're getting a bedikas. So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush of the rush. So you have to know b'diavim. Maybe they'll be mocking to be mekel and be saying machvad.
Do we say what
the rush is? The closer you are to the marriage, so
then.
What do you say?
What's shot we don't say on the ever say? If you're not, if in the beginning the first time you made her wait 7 days, so she should always make her wait 7 days.
Yeah. What do you mean?
If you always
Until they get married. What's the after they get married? The question is after they get married, before they have bia, so the maises do need bedikas keseder. After they get married.
When did they get married?
They got married on Tuesday night, and for whatever reason they didn't have tashrus, whatever the story was. And the question is, do you have to have keseder dika bedikas in order to hazman? So the pashas misar, what should come out based on what we saw? What should come out? Sunday, you should need bedikas. You shouldn't need bedikas.
Sure.
Why? Yeah. Why not? What?
Sure.
What?
Nothing.
So Chayetz Tali, what is the Tvuli Nase? What's it going on? Is Tvuli Nase going on? We had a cash with Yudin Tamar, right? So all the Achronim say had a cash with Yudin Tamar. They bother by, they give it different Tritzim, whether it was Ima B'mita, or it was a short amount of time, or it was before the Gzeira, all different Svaras. Zat HaKharaz Das, he doesn't stand, no question. The only time it's Tvuli Nase is Dafka when there's going to be the marriage Shabbayim Hashem. If you're not telling us in Nisuin, there is no Indian of Tefuli Nasei. So if you are like all the Achorin, what Rav Achorin was saying, the Tefuli Nasei is on the Nisuin. Sorry, it's on the Bia. Kozma, you didn't have a Bia. You're going to have to go ahead and you're going to have a Vaita Dumidikas. If you're like the Chavis Das, then we could clear up upon him. The Chavis Das is saying it's the Iker is the Tefuli Nasei as the Nisuin Shabbayim. So you can hear, once you're married already, you can hear it side to say, once I'm married already, I'm done. And therefore, I would not have to go ahead and do bedikas. So come out, kipshuta, either roi v'achorin, I'm being machmer. Most of them do not go to teretz of the chavis das. They have different teretzes of you and tamar. We seem to be most achorin, we're going to mahalach adavar, that it's the bia, until you have the bia, then the chor, you have to go ahead and do bedikas. And therefore, it'll come out. Somebody was not matzliach, it didn't get in, and then it'll come out, they consider having to do bedikas keseder. And that should come out. The Daki Chuvin Sivkatan Chafei says that Umitstarif, the various Shitas, says, Lamaisa, if you were in the bed together, so then we have the Teretz of the Taz. What was the Taz's Teretz? That I Tfuli Nasei, Teretz isn't Iman Bimito, when you're together, it's like the Taz, so there is no Chash of Tfuli Nasei in that type of situation. What? No, what was the Taz? The Taz is a cash. How do you answer Rusan Boyas? And for the Taz, being that you're together in the bed, therefore there is no Kshash of Chimud, because a Pas Pasala is that. If there's no Kshash. Therefore, it's like Daki Tshuva, if they were together in bed, or even a Yichud, which is Roy Labia, so therefore it's a Pas Pasala is that. And then therefore, the would not be considered Tefillin Nasei, and therefore we're Noigan Lahako, we have a Tzir of the maybe Histafka, then he's suing. Even if it's the beer with the tzir of the taz, that could be it's the pas basala, and therefore once you have yichud or the beer, like shuv is in chafei says the minig is to be mekel. What? He said yichud or the beer. He writes over there. The frat in the mita for sure it's okay.
Also you tried, meaning it's not like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, you could learn. You have to have till the. What? Because it's not Tefuli Nasei. You kill him before, it's not Tefuli Nasei. So that was last time. Now, tonight, last night was not Matzliach, I mean Tefuli Nasei again. If it's the Chash of the Chemdo, the first Bia, you were not Matzliach yesterday, and therefore you should have to do it again. So, like the Gorach Chemim Chalis, you want to be Tzarev for the Shittas that has, therefore they want to be Mekel. Fine, the Mechavi brings down, they're shutting me down, let's say we're doing the Nisuin. Nisuin got pushed off. The question is, what's going to be the halacha? So the Mechavi brings down, Doch and Nisuin, Machos Ezesiba. If there's some, the Merchai brings down that Boston or Rashbam, that if they push off the Nisuin, even though for Ezesiba, you have to go ahead and do Zainikim again. When they decide, Lamaisa, and they come to Askoma, that they want to get married, so then you have to go ahead and do the Zainikim again. Even though she checked herself in between, it's not going to help, Dr. Mordechai. What's the reason why? Two Machim, why it doesn't work in between. One Machim doesn't work in between is because since the whole time she thought really that the marriage is off, therefore chushes that the bedikas were not done in proper oifen, and being that chushes the bedikas weren't done in a proper oifen, so therefore that's the reason why poor chushes that the bedikas aren't done in proper oifen, therefore the bedikas aren't going to be good. The second malach is to say that you said a davar is depshas, it's like a new tefuli nasei. That's what he said a davar, and that's why bedikas aren't going to help. But by the shulchan says nafkamina is, let's say she did her bedikas in the morning. And then they got into a fight, the shidduch was off, and then they got back, they got it back on. Then she did the bedikah at night. So she did all the bedikahs which she needed. If the svarah is a new tefuli nasei, so then it doesn't help. If the svarah just was like the lashon of the Mordechai was that the bedikahs were choshes, she's not going to do a real serious bedikah, she thinks the marriage is off. The morning she thought the marriage is on, and night she thought the marriage is on, and therefore the ma'aseh you have to go ahead and do it. So I'm going to weep asking that it's truly nasei, and the shidduch got pushed off. So then the halach is you're going to have to wait, you're going to have to do it again. So the Taz discusses Yeah, this is Vayinigei during Corona that they kept on having to push off chasanas and reschedule it. So the the Shach brings down the Levush, which says if they push off a chasana, then you're going to have to go ahead and you have to sit in a Tevilin Nasai, and you're going to have to, even if you make it right away, Zak the Levush, that's going to be a new Tevilin Nasai, and it's going to be a problem. The Shach brings down the Bach, which says Dafka, they would do it Stam, they didn't decide when this chasana is going to be. Mashenkin, if they make up right away in that Zman, they just push off the chasana to a different date, then and it's going to be okay, like a levush, which is machmir mizah. So the Shach is saying that in the case of Corona, which they're pushing off the chasana, so if they just push off stam, and you don't know when it's going to be in the chanami, that could be considered a new tefillin nasi. But again, if they make up right away, they make up right away a date, so then they have a date right away. Therefore, you do not have to wait a zayin akiyam. Not like the Lavash. The Brokos told me that the minig is, what people do is that if they have to push out the chasana, they just tell the chasana kala, get married Zayin Adar Beis, whether it's true or not true. And they think they're going to marry Zayin Adar. You know, this is supposed to get married tonight. Push it off to Zayin Adar Beis.
That's awesome.
Okay, because the kala. Zayin Adar Beis. And then you schedule whenever you want to schedule. But, you know, the whole time she thinks that there's a chasana date, and that's the eifin how to do it in such a situation. So this is the case where they just pushed it off, and what was the machmas ktata? Mashenken, if they got into a fight, and it was broken off, therefore it's considered a tefiya chadasha, and you're gonna have to wait to zayin akim. You need two things. You have to have two things. One is has to be shalitcha bebira rak mitzat sik and din la shvu.
Why do you need a zman? How can you
have a discussion. Let's say you make a chasana date and they didn't show up. And the question is, if the person didn't show up, what's going to be the halacha in that type of situation? Kal shalav shalavim sivazayin akim dat nisun shemagulim reshchesh nisun reshchesh nisun loy ba'achasan. Then he came in the next day. So the Shachat has a machlikas. Do you say that there was like a silik das and definitely have to have another zayin akim, or we say that there's not going to be a zayin? We only need another zayin akim in that situation. So if he says in modern day society, if the chasan doesn't show up and he didn't send the telegram, doesn't show up to his chasan, I guess that would tell us probably the party's over, right? The Shevet Levi. He says if the chasan doesn't show up in a modern day situation. Pretty safe to assume that the Kala thinks that it's not happening, and therefore he says that in that case, the person would, yes, need a Zayin Akim.
Why do you need a set date by Krona? She's not going to miss it. No. She knows they're going to get married. She doesn't know when.
Yeah, the place can say that, who I did if they switch Chasanim, so you're going to have another Zayin Akim, the whole time she's getting married. The famous story with Rav Yosef Chaim. So Avad, in that case, you're going to need that. The story was about along the lines of that somebody broke off at the chasana, basically, and like it's a big busha, so he like quickly...
whoever marries this girl is going to be dirty, dirty, secure.
Something like that, and quickly... Yeah. And no, I got somebody else to whatever. So because I've had in that case, you're gonna have to wait Zayin Akim in that case. But in the Vatican, you have to wait Zayin Akim in that case.
What if they move up the wedding? Corona.
So that was the machlokes is Taz in the back, and there's looking to be Mekel that if the whole time the chasana was on, you just switch the date earlier. Then it's you just move it up, then that's machlekes tazen in the back. The ma'aser will make with that.
Oh, how's that machlekes tazen back?
Have you pushed it off?
No, the bach is talking about machlekes.
What? One second. Now this is the honest thing. This isn't Tefillin Nasi getting married during the Zayin Akim. This isn't Tefillin Nasi getting married during the Zayin Akim. So the lashon of the mechaber is over according to Toyek Zman Zeh. If you got married, Toyek Zman Zeh. Ancient person, Kalasanida. The Achrayim discuss. The mashmois and the mechaber is it sounds over of a concept. That's a bidi ever to get married. Lachila, you shouldn't get married. And the question is, why is it only a lashon bidi? Why is it lashon bidi ever? Why would it not be lachila to go in and get married? So kulan is mechaber shitasai. The mechaber holds that always a chuppas nida is not lachila. So therefore, that's why it's over of a concept. Every chuppas nida is not lachila. And it could be that's the malchadav. The Baal Shulchan brings down from some of that Quranim and say that here is worse than a chuppas nida. Even the Ramah is making a chuppas nida over here is worse because the chuppas nida is a real, it's a much more chometer person. It's mamish a chuppas nida, and being that's a chuppas nida, so therefore in that situation, maybe you can make her get married. Over here it's a tefuli nasei. Over here it's a tefuli nasei. Therefore it's a more kal in one oifen, and therefore the chachila you shouldn't get married. With a tefuli nasai, therefore it's over a concert. Then he brings down over there, if it's a shas of chak or tzerch, you can make her get married, but you shouldn't get married. That's why the story of Zuchayim, that they got married, even though you have to wait Zainakim. Therefore, makam tzerch will be makel, but there's the chachila not to get married. Hakapanim, if there was a chuppas nida, or if there was a situation where they started beheter, and afterwards, it was person nida. So the shayla is, what do you need in that type of situation? What does one need in terms of? So first, the Shmuel Sadeshin brings down in Simon Reishon Gemal. Sorry, it wasn't Reishon Gemal. Apologize about that. But so Reishon Gemal was about I guess what? Yeah, okay. So Shmuel Sadeshin says that if she was tired when she got married. And she was a person nida achakach. You're not going to need shmira. Why you need shmira? Even though Ksuba says that hu yashav ben hashem, yashav ben hashem. But if they were tar when they got married, and there's person nida, we see that it's not yitzur tokvay. Being that we see it's not yitzur tokvay, it's like the Mishnah. We see there's no yitzahara, and therefore you're not going to need shomrim if we see that the person was married and he controlled himself. The dimion was we find by Sharmuad that Sharmuad after knock on three times to come a Sharmuad. If afterwards you see three times Lashar had three options to go in and kill somebody, didn't kill somebody. So we see that he changed, and it's a simon or a siba that he changed, and therefore it's chazal tamusa. So over here we see that the person Yitzhar is not so shtak. The maisa he was married and he didn't try, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Zek the Ramah. Machmatav lebracha still a recommended thing. In the case where they got married, he didn't try to have tashmish, and it was personida. So do we say that we see that there is no chash on him because we see he's not yisur katakvay, or is it yisur katakvay or not? The Taz wants to be chaylik, and he wants to say that Taz is chaylik. He says that no, you don't say that. Why? Any nidam l'raya? Because that which being raya for shamur is not a raya, because by Sharmur, Be'etzem, Stam Sharm Bechasa Shimer came. A person in a Stam is Bechasa Shimer. And every Sharm, a person is not a Sharmur. Elamai, this Shar came a wild Shar, went out of its Teva. So now we're putting it back into the Teva. Mashenkein, a Stam person has a Yetzara. So therefore, you're not going to say, Sharmur, is you're putting it back and making him normal. Normal Shar is that he's a Tam, he's not a Mu'ad. He did three times, came a Mu'ad. If you see that, it's controlling himself, he goes back to go back to his Thomas situation. Mashenkein by person, stam person has the Yetzirah. Being that stam person has the Yetzirah, it's not going to help the fact that we see that he doesn't have so much Yetzirah. And therefore the Taz says, Minadin, you have to be Machmer. And you're changing from the normal way of the world. Just because he changed one time doesn't mean in the future he's going to be like that. Therefore, we're talking about Yichud. You have to Yichud. You're going to have to go out and eat shmir. Because the Kesef is chalik, he says, no. A person has a Kesef kasheris, and we don't say the person, and we see this person, Elamai, we have a chash, but we see this person, Lamaisa, is controlling himself. And being that we see this person is controlling himself, so therefore being a person is Kesef kasheris, therefore we see he's not being boiled, and therefore he wants to say that it's mutter, and it's going to be okay. So in terms of somebody has a chuppas nida, how many shmiras do you need?